Hutton Orbital Incident Report. Incident location, HIP 17692. Date and time of incident, 21:10 hours, 22nd May, 3305. Reporting officer, Mia Harkness. Circulate 2, his fluffiness Alvin DeVere and progenitor Leah Wolf. Type of incident, property damage and general hotbox stuff. Type of damage, life and ship. Well, we had to start with this one. You may not know it, but the Hotbox team are very keen megaship spotters. So when Megaship Monday rolls round, we usually leave it a couple of days and then head out on the Wednesday to bag a few for our notebooks. This time we wanted to look at some Alcatraz-class prison vessels. The XR-424-DYV model with the three reactor domes in the main control tower, which are much rarer and much cooler than those XR-424-DYZ models. I mean, what kind of loser gets those two mixed up, right? Anyway, Commander Short Engineer had heard that the one in HIP 17692 had recently been attacked by Thargoids. We thought it was a great opportunity to help with the rescue operation and bag a few holo selfies at the same time, so off we went. It started off well enough, as it always does in these reports, and then went downhill rapidly, as it always does in these reports. We were in close to the ship, having a look around, when Short Engineer noticed a blip in his sensor screen. We thought it may be an escape pod or a stray cargo container, so off he went to investigate. Well, it wasn't either of these things. As it turns out, Tharg the Mighty was still in the area, and he was not a happy sunbeam. Petals turned red, fuckers were released, and Short Engineer barely had time to hit the boost button and scream, "Brown Alert!" before waves of drones stripped his shields. Then old Tharg turned that giant glassy eye on him. The rest was fairly predictable. There was a yelp, a loud bang, a pop, and Short Engineer was outside. Again. As his friends and colleagues, we obviously couldn't stand by and watch, so we daringly intercepted Tharg and his swarm, splitting them up and drawing their fire, buying time for Short Engineer to swim to safety and avoid a proper probing from that Tharg. Malice taunted Tharg into following him, and I blasted through the Thucker swarm and the Cobra GTI, disrupting their formation and making them very, very angry. Since the mollusk incident with the whole DNA splice thing, Short Engineer doesn't really bother with an escape pod now. He says the cold, dark void of space is kind of cosy, like a big, black, snuggly blanket. He was able to grab onto a passing rescue ship with a prehensile tentacle, at least they said it was a tentacle. And he got it anyway, he got a toast to safety. Things were pretty grim for the rest of us. We survived, but took a real beating before system security arrived and we were able to retreat. I say we. Bobby managed to make it through the whole incident without a scratch because Thargoid weapons can't target ships at 20 plus kilometres. Just saying. Since we were in no fit state to stick around, we took off and made repairs. We had a location for another damaged megaship, an abandoned one this time, so we went there for selfies instead. It was about this time that Commander Rampage turned up and asked if we needed any help with the Thargoids. What a guy. We were still a bit traumatised and have spent most of the day in the infirmary with Nurse Wyeth and the Thargoid doll, showing her on the doll where it probed us. You'll find Bobby and Rampage in the hotbox office drinking tea, since they weren't really traumatised. Anyway, apologies to the crew members of the HIP 17692 prison ship, and happy World Turtle Day. Kind regards, Mia Harkness, Apology Officer, Team Hotbox. Sorry again.